She was right there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. We are live. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tam and Andy.
Yo, what up?
Hi.
Oh, so lively today.
So quite the livelihood.
And I woke up feeling like absolute shit.
Yeah?
Like, I felt like... So, last night, I stayed up till the ripe time of 9 p.m. playing Lucio Ball with Andy and Skylar.
How was that?
So fun.
It was. We placed platinum in competitive Lucio Ball.
Was it super fun on the PC?
Speaking of,
yes,
we were playing it, and I'm like, you know, if we're having this much fun, we should play Rocket League because Lucio Ball is kind of like Rocket League Light.
Yeah.
And speaking of the PS4, Andy's like, oh, I have it on PS4. And we're like, oh, fuck, but it's so good. And I believe he just now bought it for PC. Yeah.
Wow, I'm very excited for you guys.
I found it on CD keys for like $10.
Neato. Super excited of you.
Do you have a laptop at home or any type of PC?
Yeah, I do.
Overwatch can run on like a PC from like 2002.
Sure, but how do I play on a not laptop?
What do you mean?
How do I not play on a laptop?
I'm talking about Overwatch.
Yeah, I understand. How do I not press Q to move forwards? Aim with my mouse pad.
He's saying he willingly wants to be a peasant.
So, I can give you a mouse.
That's true.
You'll never want to play with me. I don't know what you're trying to say.
We're not that kind of people.
Yeah.
You can play just with like us.
No, I'm going to go X and 40 because I don't know how to shoot guns and peoples with a mouse.
Trust me, it does not take that long to learn.
Yeah,
because I was not a keyboard and mouse guy, but everyone said like Overwatch is so much better on the PC, so I got on the PC. And
is there a way to find a corded PS4 controller?
You can use a controller on Overwatch.
Yeah,
yeah, you can if you so choose.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I always have my 360 controller plugged in, and whenever I bump it, it gives me it, like all the keys turn into the buttons. So
yeah,
you can. So
you gotta put a cap on yourself, though.
What do you mean a cap?
You're only gonna get so far playing with a controller against people using keyboard and mouse.
Keyboard and mouse is always superior.
Oh, the point's not to win. The point's to lose, so you guys can never be gods.
I'll bring you down.
So yeah, we were gods last night, and maybe we should just play Rocket League tonight. You think Skylar's available?
I don't know about tonight.
Oh my god!
What?
This guy buys Rocket League, and he's like, "Hold on,
I'll play it. Just I can't tonight."
So we were playing Lucio Ball.
It's Game of Thrones.
God, fuck Game of Thrones.
I got
fuck you.
I got card games and Rick and Morty to watch. I get it.
So because of that celebration, I stayed up the rest of the night drinking.
And jerking off?
Not
be honest.
We're all friends here.
So I fell asleep at maybe like 2 a.m. and I woke up at like 7 a.m. Feeling like shit. But I slowly got better, took a shower, and now I feel pretty good.
Showers always make you feel better after drinking. So how's everybody's week, Tam?
Oh, it was great. Really? It was a fantastic week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm usually used to you having bad luck.
No, I'm doing pretty okay.
Like
I say as a small child breaks all four windows of my car while recording the podcast.
Oh, someone's breaking beer bottles outside. That sucks. You're going to have to clean that up later.
Yeah. Someone keyed your car with a broken beer bottle? my week was fun.
Oh.
Yeah. I've got some friends coming in out of town.
Is this Skylar?
No, I'm sworn to secrecy whenever he comes into town. partially because I never know. Every time this guy ever comes to town, I just get a phone call from him, and I don't ever say hello to him anymore. I'm always like, are you in Omaha? I just pick up the phone. Are you in Omaha? I need to get a yes or a no. And then we continue our conversation, whether it was pertaining to Omaha or not. No, but I got friends coming in the town from Las Vegas for my silly card game. They are the company who makes the card game. Mm-hmm. They're like the CEO and the lead designer. They come into town every year before going to Gen Con, and they're going to play at locals. And I'm going to give them a bad case of these hands.
Maybe you can work with these guys.
That would be really cool, but I don't want to move to Las Vegas.
Maybe you can date one of them.
Yeah. Hand jobs all around.
Maybe. Maybe then I'd probably get my fucking face on a card.
You get something on your face.
Yeah.
This time next week will be on, I don't want to say the word staycation, but
hey,
I have a vacation coming up.
That you're staying.
Are you leaving or going anywhere?
Well, on Monday next week, I will be going to beautiful Beatrice, Nebraska.
Oh, wow, have fun with that fucking drive.
I know, that's going to be a fucking shit show. I'm going to go see Bill Nye and a solar eclipse.
You're going to go see Bill Nye?
Bill Nye's going to be there, yeah.
Make sure
Neat.
You get a selfie with him.
I'll try my best.
You should plug our podcast.
It also seems like there's going to be about 11 billion people there, so.
No, just print out 1,000 business cards and be like, you were the only person I thought to give these to.
Just a fucking trash bag full of business cards. Yeah. This is for you, Bill Nye.
They're all 3-hit combo, but they're all like demoed cards for like the preview of what you could get if you actually bought them. So there are 1,000 different business cards.
Tyler actually texted me yesterday and he was like, hey, we still got one more for our trip down there. And I wanted to be like, it is a week before the eclipse. Like, you don't think I have a plan yet?
I'll be at work.
But, I'll also be at work.
So I'm going to go outside for it.
But so like, I did rent a car. Like, there's a, in the back of my mind, it's like, maybe I should just cancel it and go with them so I don't have to drive in that.
But are they going to go see Bill Nye?
I believe they're going to Beatrice. There's only one place to go in Beatrice. If you're going to
Beatrice.
If you're going to an event, and it's the Homestead Monument.
Why not go with them? Like, what's the hang up?
I already paid for my car and everything.
I see. Yeah, just go. Did they already pay for their car?
They're taking one of their cars, like one of their own cars. I don't have air conditioning, so I rented a car.
Oh, okay. So why not have them join you then?
I tried. I asked.
And they were like, no?
They said in no uncertain terms as what they were doing, but they just said, we're going to be going down there with someone. I don't know.
That's so, all right. So it's okay if you're they just have an issue with your rented car. That's what it is.
The
circumstances are exactly the same. The only anomaly.
It sounded like they already had a plan and then they just didn't want to change it because I asked. I don't know.
Whatever. Just go by yourself.
Yeah, fuck them.
It'll be fine.
And then smash beer bottles on their car. Or that's effective.
You can meet up with them, though. That's always...
Well,
and you can meet them.
That's the thing, is like, I'm not kidding when I say it sounds like it's going to be a shit show. Like, they're talking about, like, hotels have been sold out for a couple months. Like, people are coming specifically to Nebraska because it's one of the best places to see it. Like, it might be an absolute pain in the ass.
You got to live tweet it.
Yeah, I'm super glad I'm not going then. Like, even if I had the day off, I would have just laid here and just Googled eclipse.
I've heard Garhenge is supposed to be a good place to see that.
That's way on the other side of Nebraska. It's like near the Wyoming border.
You got vacation?
That'll be what?
Yeah, I do have vacation, but I have a car for one day.
Oh.
It's like, what, a 45-minute drive to the other side of Nebraska?
Yeah.
from Omaha to other city in Nebraska. Do they even have other cities in Nebraska? Or are they all just towns? Like, are they big enough to be cities?
Out west? I think it's just towns.
Neat.
Kearney might be the last city.
Kearney? Oh,
there's Grand Island and Scotts Bluff. Those
there's Scotts Bluff a city.
Yeah, Scotts Bluff is big enough to be a city.
I don't
in
care
fact,
anymore.
That's close to where Carhenge is. So.
It's Google Maps City. Let's see.
I think it's in...
Alliance? Welcome to the Nebraska Topography Podcast.
Alliance, Nebraska, I think it Carhenge is in. So, yeah, it's...
Ooh, it's a six-hour drive.
Yeah.
What video games are you guys playing?
Lucio Ball.
With anybody special?
Skyler and Andy.
Oh, wow, exciting.
We actually ranked platinum.
Really?
Yeah.
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 That's hype, dude. Is that platinum exclusively in Lucio Ball? Or
yeah.
That's a...
Yeah, it's exclusively in Lucio Ball.
Yeah, it's the word. Ranked platinum.
But also, last night we were playing, and we finished our placement matches, and we ranked platinum.
That's neat.
I've been playing a lot of Diablo 3.
Yeah?
Because that game's randomly fucking addicting.
You know what's weird is... I'm gold in competitive, like, regular Overwatch, but for some reason, Lucio Ball, I'm platinum.
It's because it's the second coming of Brazilian Jesus. It's you.
You play in Australia sometimes.
Neat.
And the announcer sounds like Count Dracula.
Yeah.
One!
I always said he sounded like the Count from Sesame Street. Like, it's in Brazil specifically where he's like, but 1 minute remaining in the match. Blah.
And then Just Cause 3.
Yes, me too. Same here, playing Just Cause 3.
I played a bit of Smash Brothers with friends, and I played some Street Fighter 5. Yeah. I watched Abby play a bit of Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild?
No. No, I meant the video game. What are you talking about? What's a breast? Like chicken. Oh, I get it. Yeah. No.
Love chicken breast.
Love chicken breast.
Dude, I'm gonna bury my face in it.
No, my games have been very limited. I played some D&D.
Hey, yeah. Nice. That's fun.
I am currently the DM, and we're on session 3. I haven't brought it up because I wasn't sure if we're going to make it to session 3.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's cool. You should do what Austin did and write like an entire 5-hour campaign and then have your players just totally skip it.
Oh, I'm because of the group, like they're doing a good job, but because I don't know how they interact with each other, mm-hmm. I'm writing things like maybe 3 hours ahead of where we are. Austin. Like we had to take a break last night so I could write something for about 30 minutes and then continue.
Austin, we were doing this big like it was a long fucking boat journey. We had a lot of sessions where we were on this boat.
A hot boat sesh?
But he made, like, an island we docked at. And, like, he had, like, a whole story and characters and everything for this island for us to do. And we get on the island and we, like, immediately fuck up. And everyone on the island is pissed at us. And we just decide, you know what, let's screw this. Let's just leave. And Austin, after that session, was like, he's like, I wrote, like, 5 hours.
That's so funny. I have them doing like the most basic quest ever, and I don't know very much about the rules of D&D, but storytelling's fine. So I'm having them go around to like different types of people, like mages, fighters, rogues, whatever, and like finding people to recruit them to go help in a giant goblin war, whatever. The most basic thing you could. Well,
find the crystals and save the world.
Yeah. Each one of the factions of types of people are based on the party members themselves. So, like, they all have, like, their own little, their mission to go do in relation to the event.
Definitely have at least 15 fetch quests in there.
fetch quests.
Or they just have to go get something and bring it back.
That's
the best way to kill some time.
Things are relatively quick.
You should have an escort mission.
An escort mission?
Yeah.
That sounds hype.
You know, where it's like, hey, this is the apothecary's daughter. Take her from here to here, but don't get her killed.
The first faction that we met was a bunch of carnies that were thieves. They're a traveling circus. And they had an owl bear locked up in a cage as like the main event, like the lion.
Yeah.
And our elf, who's a freedom fighter, was like, I think I'm just going to go let that owl bear loose. And everybody was stopping him. Everybody was stopping him until goblins attacked the town with like a troll. And the fighting happens. The elf disappears. Goes and lets the owl bear loose. And the owl bear fucks up this troll. Fucks it up. And then as the owl bear like wanders off. It's like, goodbye. And the carnies were like, God damn it. We have to fucking get that owl bear.
I just like... I imagine you introducing these carnies to your group as just carnies and not carny thieves.
Yeah.
And being like, for my first trick, I need a piece of gold. And then they're like, sure, why the hell not? Here's a piece of gold. And he's like, and now I will disappear.
So do you know what the deck of many things is?
Don't ever fucking talk to me about that deck.
I think so, that's how Matt turned into a woman.
I found
that deck has derailed so many games.
I have found a deck of minor things where it's the same thing, but instead of, hey, you're dead. It's, hey, when you go to sleep, two imps are going to attack and you're just not going to be well rested for the next encounter. That's what you pulled.
Yeah.
So it's like little baby inconveniences or like, hey, look, you pulled a +1 weapon of whatever you want. Neato. Good job. But it's not like, hey, you poured a Vorpal sword. Go kill everything in our adventure.
Don't even fucking talk to me about a Vorpal sword. We had this fight. Austin had two campaigns, and there was a fight between the campaigns.
Yeah.
And one of the guys, he wanted to fight Stefan's character so much, and he's like, you and me, man. You and me, we're going to meet up. When they finally meet up, he uses a fucking Vorpal sword and kills Stefan in one hit. And we're like... You talked up this battle. First of all, why the fuck do you have that sword, you asshole?
Yeah. The deck's super fun, and I'm forcing them to draw a card every day. And there's a bunch of cards that don't do anything. All the face cards don't do anything. But I'm forcing them to draw something every day as the random encounter of the game.
That would be better. Yeah, we had so many hours of just pulling from the deck. Like, it was introduced the first time... And things got a little weird. And then our next campaign, like, immediately, they're like, let's pull from the deck. And like when, like, the next campaign, they're like, you have another chance to pull from the deck. And then, like, the very next week, they're like, hey, you have two more pulls from the deck.
No, I made it a requirement. One of the cards is the Queen of Hearts that one of my players got. It says, you are disinterested in anything somebody says if they have not drawn from the deck that day.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's like, it helps the game move along a bit and the role playing commence.
Yeah. The thing I hated about it is, you know, they're like, well, you don't have to pull from the deck. It's like, yeah, I could not pull from the deck, but then when people gain 3 levels, I'm going to be 3 levels behind you.
Yeah.
And, like, I spend all this time creating a character, and then if I pull from the deck, like, one, I could die, and I don't want to make a new character, because I don't like the thought, like, well, if I die, I'll just make a new character. It's like, no, you're supposed to stay alive.
Yeah.
But, like, Stefan and Tyler became, like, fucking, like, floating gender-bent polar bears. I'm like, I didn't spend 3 hours creating a character to turn it into a goddamn bear, but I'm gonna have to if I want to keep up in levels with you guys.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, so they get all these things like, oh, we've got like these magical weapons and we've got extra levels and this and that, and they're like, but you don't have to pull from it. It's like, well, then I'm fucking way behind you guys. Like, I have to become some floating bear.
Hey, y'all, it's a floating bear.
Yo, what up? It's me, Ralph Floating Bear.
Ralph the Floating Bear.
So yeah, that deck. God. It just unbalanced the game so much. Like, we have this perfectly created game, everything's going fine, then we just fucking take it in another direction.
The worst thing that's happened to somebody out of my deck is probably the Queen of Hearts, that you have to not be friendly to anybody who hasn't pulled for the day. Mm-hmm. And a Dragonborn Barbarian pulled that card. So he's kind of a real dickhole when he's a dickhole. Yeah. The other thing is we had his name is Mariko Von Trapp, and he basically gave himself the Uncle Rico story from Napoleon Dynamite, where he was in Javelin Club and he could throw javelins over mountains, and he wrote like a backstory to this fucking character, who is this paladin who fucking sucks at his job, or he's a cleric that fucking sucks at his job, and he's like almost agnostic. he's like I'm really doing my best here, but it's not working out for me. He loves javelins, loves them, and he pulled a card that said that his favorite weapon was unusable. All his other javelins disappeared, and he got an ebony javelin that every time he pull it out and he would throw it, it would stick to his hand, so it couldn't go anywhere. But like after 5 in-game days, it disappeared. So like, I'm not trying to break anybody's game, but I'm just making them deal with the consequence for having to pull out of the deck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I was, I played an Oracle, and like, you have an Oracle curse every day. And the thing is, if I would like break a promise or lie, I would get sick.
That's cool.
Yeah. So like, I would try and speak in some generalities, and like Austin was like, no, you have to make some sort of like definitive statement. And I was like, why? Like, isn't that a clever way to play it, though? You know, like, try and not speak in absolutes.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. That is a clever way. You're basically finding the loophole.
Yeah, so if someone says, like, hey, I need you to go get this thing, and you're like, I'll do my best. And then you don't get it, and you're like, I did my best, though.
Did you, though?
I was just remembering of another thing from the deck. Stefan and Tyler pulled this thing where, like, two imps followed them around. And
I think I remember this.
If they would mess with them. Like, they would steal things from them. They would... that's the only thing I can think of off the top of my head. But they would really fuck with them. But if they killed the imps, they'd immediately lose a level.
Wow.
So it was pretty fucked up. And so this happens. And
so
if they
killed the imps, do the imps come back?
No, they're dead.
No.
Oh, okay, so once they're dead, they're dead. Okay.
No. Yeah.
But they lose a level.
That's why you lose level, because if they're imps, so you could just kill them every time they show up, because they're easy to kill. So I think it was like the next session or something. Austin's like, you see something rustling around in the bush, and they're like, okay, we'll detect alignment on whatever that thing is, and they're like, oh, it's chaotic evil. And I don't know if this was Stefan's character or the way he normally plays, I don't know, but like, he had a knee-jerk reaction to chaotic evil and immediately shot like a blast into there, and then he fucking killed the imps. And Tyler was actually in the air, lost a level, could no longer fly.
That's so awesome.
And they were really mad about that. And I was just like, man, you pulled the imp, man. Like, you knew it was going to happen. And they're like, you know, he should have introduced it first. I'm like,
he did.
Yeah, they were in the bush. That was the introduction. You killed him.
The coolest thing that has happened in my campaign, the craziest thing, was the first mission was, hey, you young adventurers, go to the Forbidden Forest and go find this old abandoned armory where there's a goblin war. Go get some shit. I barely have a map. Go figure it out. You have an elf. He is a map. Figure it out. They get to this this old dried up lake with a boat, like a yacht that's been sunk in it, but then the lake dried around it, and nature is calling it back. Some lady, like a wood nymph, comes up and is like, "Hey, there's a hag living in that boat. You should go in there and kill it." And this nymph is talking to one of our characters. The character's name is, or the player's name is Tyler. He's loves D&D, and he's playing a cleric, closer more to a paladin than a cleric. No, he is a paladin. He's a paladin. And he's talking, and he's like creating a light out of his lantern, and he's having this conversation with me, and I'm like, "What the fuck are you doing, Tyler?" He's having this conversation with me, making a light, draws his bowstring, dips his thing in oil, and then turns and fires a fire flaming arrow at this boat. And the nymph was actually the hag. And the hag was like, "Oh, shit, no! This is my stuff!" But he's just like, "Yeah, we'll take care of it." And just like, bah! Just fires his arrow into the boat.
Oh, that's it good was, stuff.
Is I was like, "No, you're supposed to go on the boat. What are you doing? Get to the boat."
Huh. All right, let's go ahead and get into gaming news.
Yeah, let's do it. Sorry, derailed.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more.
I need it!
This is gaming news.
All right. Destiny 2 will launch with more than 50 hours of story content.
Hell yeah, dude. How much DLC?
Unaware at this point in time.
I need all the DLC. Well, that's cool. That's a big game then.
Yeah, it should be interesting. It does look like a pretty big game. So it's still weird that it's on Battle.net.
I know that's weird. That is weird. But I mean, I understand because it's Activision. But that is weird.
A Japanese man arrested for living in an arcade.
What? I mean, he's got to be doing more than that.
Kobe no. Shimbun. Reports that 30-year-old Kazuki Mahara was arrested for trespassing after he was allegedly discovered living in between arcade cabinets.
Which cabinets?
It does not say.
DDR.
He was also accused of robbery. He had allegedly been breaking into a local junior high school and the surrounding buildings to steal money and PE uniforms.
Oh.
That's sniffing them.
Yeah, okay. That's random, but okay, I understand why he got arrested. Now. I mean, he's basically paying the rent, though. He's living there.
He's not paying it to them.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I guess it's going in the machine, which are probably licensed or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you can get arrested for just living in a place of business.
Yeah.
You ever seen those people that spend 24 hours in a Walmart?
No.
It sounds horrible.
I'm aware of them, but I would never want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, go to the toilet paper section,
yeah,
and you just hollow out a cave in the back. Just go get inside. Go like get a beanbag chair from one of the big tall beanbag chair things, and you just take it and just put it in your little cubby hole. Go buy some food, like a gallon of milk.
No, I would never.
Yeah.
So there's a pretty cool Kickstarter out there where some people are trying to actually make a good N64 controller.
That's
a good N64.
It's perfect as it is. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. So it kind of looks like basically it's got kind of a GameCube controller-ish look to it. It's kind of like a mix between a GameCube controller and a Pro controller.
Okay.
So like the D-pad is on the bottom left. The analog stick is in the top left. Then on the right is the C-pad. Then A and B start.
Oh, that actually does not look
bad. And then the shoulder buttons are your Z's and right and left.
Yeah, that doesn't look bad.
It looks very cool, and if the rumored N64 Classic becomes a reality, hopefully this will work on it.
Yeah, I like the classic N64 controller.
There is something classic with fucking when you're holding it and playing Mario Party and that stick's just fucking jamming into your hand.
Yeah. It's worth it. It's worth it.
Are you ready for 30 more hours of No Man's Sky?
I still have it. I haven't sold it yet because I figured I wouldn't get much money for it.
I already beat that game.
Did you buy it?
What? No, absolutely not.
I was going to say, did you boot it up?
I bought into the hype.
Boot it up and say, you have completed the game.
I did it.
No Man's Sky's newest patch has added 30 hours of long campaign content to work with.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's see. Along with that comes the sort of multiplayer that was originally teased before launch, called Joint Exploration. This feature lets you see orbs floating around on the various planets you encounter that indicate when another player is in the vicinity.
It looks cool. I don't know if I'll... I honestly don't know. Every big update they've done, I've put it in and played like an hour, and then be like, all right, that's cool. I don't know if I'll do it.
Speaking of CD keys, I was looking on there for No Man's Sky at like $20 or less. Because it's still $60 on Steam, but it's like $25 right now on PS4.
Oh, it's on sale on Steam right now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like 20-something.
Nuh-uh. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, when I was adding Rocket League to my wish list this morning.
Fuck. All right. Well,
it was like, please buy No Man's Sky.
Please.
While I load up Steam, Nintendo faces a lawsuit over the Switch Joy-Con design.
Oh, really?
Mobile accessory manufacturer GameVice is filing a suit against Nintendo over the design of the new Nintendo Switch's Joy-Cons. GameVice claims this violates the patents that they have for their WikiPad tablet and accessories. It's not quite the same, but it's kind of a similar docking mechanism. The thing is, they don't necessarily come off into like two separate controllers. It's kind of like a U-shaped docking mechanism. So this is kind of one of those cases where they might have enough of a case to go somewhere with it, but just looking at it, it doesn't seem like something that's going to be like a shoe-in for them.
That's neat.
Huh. That's interesting.
I'm happy for them to finally get back from Nintendo, man.
Oh,
$6 billion.
Fuck, it is at $23.99. It's a daily deal.
You said under 20, Matt.
I know.
Stick to your guns.
It's a daily deal, but the daily deal offer ends August 16th, which is in 3 days.
If Andy cannot buy Duke Nukem Forever, if it's not under $5... You can stick to this. You tell them how much this displeases you. You don't care what floating orbs sees people that you can't interact with. You don't care.
See, the thing is...
Bought.
If it's that cheap on Steam, maybe it dropped on CD keys or something.
Breaking news.
Bought.
It's not even on CD keys. One more.
God, I love your fucking keyboard.
Yeah, no, it's not the best for podcasting.
I love it. It lets the audience know that there's
something is happening.
Something's happening.
Their MP3 didn't break.
Yeah. It's the same price on Green Man Gaming. If I was going to buy it for that price, I would just do it through Steam.
Yeah. Give money to the little guy.
Hey, you can get the Pokemon Go Plus.
Yeah?
It's a game changer if you play a lot. Or if you don't play a lot, you should probably save the $35 and buy No Man's Sky.
The Plus is already out. It's been out forever.
Yeah.
It's...
back in stock?
No, I don't think it ever came out.
No, my nephew had one.
Did it?
My girlfriend had one.
Because wasn't it delayed a long time?
It was, but yeah, my nephew got one for his birthday back in May.
Yeah. It's been out for a while.
All right, well, then fuck the story.
Active news!
Well, I remember it being delayed, and I never heard anything about it since.
That's probably because Pokemon Go's not that great of a game. And the Pokemon Go Plus... constantly desyncs from your phone. So,
oh, that's cool.
It's the same issue that Pokemon Go has of, hey, the app has to be open, and hey, you have to actually do things, and hey, you better fucking be looking at the screen or else nothing counts. Pokemon Go Plus almost has those same issues. It's like, hey, you don't have to look at the screen, but sometimes this just doesn't attach to your phone. You want to catch all those Pidgeys? Press a button. Use a Pokeball. Maybe you'll get it. Maybe you won't.
Yeah.
You
don't know. All right. I'm just looking ahead at this.
It did make farming easy.
Story. Okay. Okay. You guys want to go into technology?
Sure.
Yeah. I am programmed for your pleasure. Floppy disks, CDs, and Blu-rays. This is Technology News.
Please assume the position.
All right, so we've got all this nuclear bomb stuff going on.
Fallout reference.
And because of that, bomb shelter sales are booming.
Like not actual booming, bomb shelters?
I get it.
What'd you say, Sam?
Like actual bomb shelters?
Like legit actual bomb
That's
shelters.
That's so awesome. How much? Give me the
Hold on.
I'm holding.
So these are the bomb shelters that you can buy and furnish and then just place underground.
just place them.
They actually look pretty cool. I wouldn't fucking buy one, but they look pretty cool. You can there's a basic model starting at $10,000, but it's very basic. Now, you can opt for a larger shelter with more amenities like a hospital, a workout room, or an armory that costs $100,000 or more.
Jesus.
Dropping the hat. Continue.
Let's see here. A company called Vivos, a bomb shelter company, claims it's received thousands and thousands of applications.
Wow.
This subterranean community... there's a communal bomb shelter compound in South Dakota. This subterranean community is advertised as eventually including 575 luxury, quote, off-grid dugouts.
Oh, shit.
With badass amenities like a movie theater, a shooting range, and a hydroponic garden.
So, is this Vault 1?
Yeah, basically.
What is the community called? Not Mole Man Manor.
It's called X Point.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Gay.
And it costs $25,000 per person.
Wow. And to live there forever?
50 spots are reserved. I mean, live there when nuclear war happens.
Oh, so it's just like it's like an insurance thing.
Yeah, you're just kind of like,
This is the only nuclear war insurance company that there is.
Yeah.
Are they allowed to have monopoly on that market?
I doubt it, but I don't think anyone wants to get into the market.
I mean, it could happen.
A lot of things could happen.
Those dirty Chinese.
Yeah. Google expels spyware from the Play Store that recorded audio and took photos without permission.
Neat.
Oh, damn.
Good for them.
Yeah, there was a discovery of over 1,000 spyware apps on the loose. A security firm found that at least 3 of these apps, which are capable of covertly taking photos, recording audio, and retrieving calls, were available for download directly on Google Play.
Oh, dang.
Google has removed the apps from its store, according to mobile security firm Lookout. Sorry, I just got Lookout on the brain. Like the Halo 2 map. But the search company did not respond to multiple press inquiries regarding how spyware is imperiling? Sorry, I just ran across a new word.
We Googling it?
Yeah. Put at risk being harmed, injured, or destroyed.
Huh.
It's, the root word is imperil. So, imperil. That's interesting.
Huh.
Thanks for I think the word you're trying to say is danger? Is that the word you're trying to say?
Google has touted, success in combating Trojans and apps featuring backdoors, however, announcing in March that only 0.05% of Android devices downloaded malicious apps from Google Play last year.
So I have an iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't.
There are zero of those whatevers, the malicious wares on Apple devices.
You sound like a 2005 hipster.
That's why I paid extra. I paid for less utility, for less viruses.
Okay,
idiots.
I'm gonna be real here on this next article. The title is "Goldfish Brew Their Own Booze to Survive Frozen Ponds." The problem with this is like fucking like 30 paragraphs, and I just can't go through that much stuff to tell you a little funny fact about goldfish.
All right, goldfish brew booze. It's the survive winners.
Yeah, so. the low oxygen environments produce ethanol with their gills.
All right, cool. We're done.
Would you send me? Just kidding. I don't. I don't love my girlfriend that much.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tim.
No, it's okay. I just appreciate human touch every once in a while, you know? No matter if it's on my big fuck off toe.
All right, guys. Let's get into news here before Tam gets too riled up.
Flips the table. When there's some strange news in your neighborhood.
Who you gonna call? Three-hit combo.
DNA from an unflushed toilet catches burglary suspect.
What?
DNA from an unflushed toilet catches a burglary. The Hamburglar.
Got your burgers, bitch.
Got your
So at the crime scene, they found some fecal matter in a toilet. They then tested it for DNA, which they cross-referenced with this dude. It turns out he's the fucking dude.
Like a rob a house, but first I gotta take a shit before I leave.
So here's what I'm gonna do. You ready?
Hmm.
Whenever I go rob some houses, because this is not a live recording, I'm going to steal a bunch of people's poop and Abby. Rub it on other people's toilets.
Abby, and you poop in this plastic bag.
I'm not gonna frame my girlfriend. That's too close to me. I gotta have at least 5 degrees of separation, of shit-peration.
Skylar, I need you to shit in this plastic bag.
Yeah.
Andy,
Skylar has shit in a bag.
That was exactly what I was about to say. I was like, didn't Skylar shit in a bag?
Skylar shit in a Panera bag before. I don't remember what we did. Oh, I think we put it by Chuck's door.
I think that was the Pete's goal, but I don't think we did it.
I don't know. Pete's went inside somewhere, I think. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that...
No, wait. Skylar shit in a sandwich bag, which we then put in a Panera bag. That's what it was.
Yes.
That man's got some control over his bowels. Was anybody watching? Were people standing there?
He went to the bathroom, but dude, that bag had some weight to it.
Oh no. I don't like any of this.
Oh, God. That's going to be remembered.
I'm sure he does.
Andy, do you remember? I think you were like cleaning the bathroom or something, and I don't think it was me. I think I then came in and saw this. Skylar comes out of the bathroom. And he's like, Andy, someone took a huge shit there. And he had taken an entire fucking brownie, like the big whole round of brownies, and threw it in the toilet.
I don't remember that, but...
And it took up like half the toilet. I just remember going in there and seeing... I mean, this is like 10 slices of brownies. In the fucking toilet.
Oh my God, Panera has some good times.
Andy, someone took a huge shit in the... Oh, Christ.
Tam, we're going to need you to poop in a bag.
Yeah.
I thought the hazing season was over. You said you were going to get me a poster eventually.
I'm a couple years. That's not going to happen. I'm too lazy.
You know what? I'm fine with the Batman picture. Whatever. I'm cool with it.
I do like that picture.
Oh. I just remember another thing about Skylar and Panera. I remember the face he fucking made. Like, he was working the dining room, and I was working on the line. And we're talking, and this lady comes up and, like, asks for silverware. And Skylar's like, oh, yeah, no problem, ma'am. Here you go. And she gets a step and a half away. And he turns to me and goes, she wants my balls in her mouth. She was right there.
I miss that man. I'm so excited for him to be back.
Oh, God. That fucking broke me.
She wants my balls in her mouth.
Was that Skylar or Steven that would occasionally be like, I love my grandkids?
That was Steven. Just from the back. Like, I love my grandchildren. That would break
me. Have you guys seen Steven in a while?
No.
He's got a fucking beard, dude.
Does he?
He's got like I'd fuck a lumberjack beard. Like he's got
Got some beard.
He nearly killed Brent Flemmer one time when Brent didn't even see him. And Steven takes this white icing and rubs it all over his mouth. And he crawls up to Brent, tugs on his apron. He is blowjob height. And he looks at him and goes, "Are you done yet?"
Oh, fuck.
That is a lumberjack beard.
It's even bigger.
Oh, what a man.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
man.
Really mellowed out, too.
I love the Joyces, man.
They're good. They're good fellas.
I'm excited. I'm excited for both of them at one wedding.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be interesting.
God, it's going to be good.
Seeing them both together. At the wedding, bringing up these Panera stories. Coincidentally, Skylar is marrying the girl that I met at Panera, which, by the way, Panera was a million years ago.
She didn't work there, did she?
No.
Okay. Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. I'm trying to think of another good Skylar story. I'm sure there's a million. I probably shouldn't think of them just like off the top of my head because I'm going to sit here forever being like, remember that one time?
Remember?
Member?
Member
Skylar? So, pro tip, conditioning your hair after a nuclear blast is a bad idea.
What? Matt, what is wrong with you, dude? Why are these nuclear stories happening?
Because
it is relevant.
They're on the links, man.
So why can't you shampoo your hair? Or conditioner? Yeah. Or whatever?
You can shampoo your hair. You cannot use conditioner because it binds to radioactive materials in your hair, keeping it from rinsing out easily.
Oh, no!
Whoa, shit.
And I'm sure because there's not going to be a lot of clean water.
Yeah.
That'll be the real issue.
Your That's the most screwed. Thing I'm excited for in the apocalypse, never having to shower again.
I'm already started.
All right, and our final story here. After 10 years, a woman has wire from her braces removed from her intestine.
Oh, no.
I feel like that would do some damage.
Ow.
A 30-year-old woman in Perth, Australia, who thought she had her braces removed 10 years ago, discovered that wasn't exactly the case. One wire was still in her intestine.
She just woke up one day, no braces. Fuck, I don't remember the operation, but yeah, thanks, man.
Doctors made the discovery when she came into the hospital griping about upper and abdominal cramping.
Huh.
At first, doctors thought the pain was caused by her gallbladder and sent her home after it stopped. But 2 days later, she came back and the doctors did a CT scan on her. Turns out there was a wire-shaped object in her small intestine.
Gross.
Doctors performed surgery on the woman and removed a 2.8-inch long piece of orthodontic wire that had pierced through several parts of her small intestine.
Sounds like the world's shittiest superhero origin story.
And then the bile leaked in, and now I can fart on command.
I can
crazy.
Fart on command. Sidekick.
Fart girl.
They mentioned Dr. Talia Shepard.
Talia Agu.
It makes me think of Tally and Shepard and how he missed Mass Effect. Dr. Talia Shepard wrote about the case in the British Medical Journal, saying it's remarkable the wire stayed in the woman's body for so long without causing pain or serious injuries.
That's bananas, man. That's also a little scary, but bananas.
That is B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
I use that song to sometimes, if I can't remember bananas off the top of my head, I go, yeah, okay, cool.
All right, guys. That will do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-pc. Search for us on YouTube, 3-8 Combo Podcast, and send us your nudes, 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com.
I'm waiting for the day where we just get, like, an old sack.
He's waiting for the day. Yeah. All right, so for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out.